Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Steve Coonan, it is good to have you. I appreciate you making some time for us today. I know you're busy tomorrow, so thank you for pushing your schedule up. John's in for Mike today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for accommodating me. Tomorrow's a busy day.
I understand. Let me ask you first and foremost before we get into Summer League and any of this stuff. Lots of rumors out there about the new TV deal, right, which is also digital. And Oren was talking about, you know, we got a notice today if you're a Peacock subscriber that the rates are going up. And it made us laugh because obviously they got the new deal with the NBA. But what is the other side of this that we keep hearing about? And I'm not sure, again, what you can say or what you can't say about TNT. Is TNT, to your knowledge, still eligible to be involved in these negotiations or still have a chance to match any one of these deals?
Well, they absolutely are in their match period right now.
Okay.
What they decide to do, I don't know. But yes, they have a right to match. What that means, again, I think could have variants to it, meaning the language written in 2014 might not have contemplated what the television world looks like in 2024. So I would just say stay tuned, and then next Friday we should be able to have a vigorous conversation about it.
Okay, fair enough.
That's interesting. All right, fair enough is right.
I'm not putting Steve you off, meaning there's no decision. But seriously, people, mark your calendars, invite your robots in, and, you know, to remind you, your Alexas of the world, your Siris, and next Friday we can discuss.
Steve Coonan joining us on Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 90 on the game. Steve, I don't put a whole lot of stock in Summer League. To me, it's like spring training. But at the same time, you get a chance to finally see what you have, and work out some of your younger players to see what you got in the draft here. Notwithstanding the injury to Juracic, have you seen, or Kobe Bufkin for that matter, what have you seen and been able to glean so far from the Hawks Summer League team?
I saw Zachary Risache is a smooth guy with and without the ball. I saw that Mo Gay's strength of adding 20 pounds to his frame of muscle really makes him a tenacious defender and rebounder. And then I basically saw a bunch of guys I've never heard of and will never hear of again.
Yeah, that's about right.
Speaking of that, though,
so happy to hear the way you preface this, because I thought we were going to get in a fight today. So,
no,
amen,
we're
John
not going to get it. I'm not, Steve, I'm never getting in a fight with you. I'm a huge Hawks fan.
This makes spring training look like the World Series. I mean, literally, these are Exhibit 10 players.
Yeah, I know.
They're quality people. They're an absolute value to their community. But this is not, you know, anything more than summer exhibition and a chance for the rookies to get out there and see some competition right after the draft.
Hey, I do want to ask you, is there any way you can update us on the severity or the length that, as you know it, of Bufkin and Juracic?
Juracic is in a walking boot. I don't know the time. Kobe was 2 to 4 weeks, and a week has already passed.
Steve Coonan joining us here. I get it. Talking about the NBA and talking about our Hawks. By the way, speaking of Summer League real quick, Trey was out there. And Steve, follow me on this. I said I believe it was a big deal because Trey could be anywhere in the world he wants. He made a decision. That wasn't team saying he needed to be there. It wasn't Quinn Snyder. He went out there, and I thought it was cool for him to support these young guys that are coming into the league. And then there were other teammates that were out there. Obviously, I saw Gary Bird. I saw, who was it? Double O was out there. Like, it was cool to see various players from our team seemingly bonding. And I think it's big.
We had, I think, 8 guys out there.
Yeah. That's cool.
And it's great. I agree with you. And Trey could be anywhere, but he wanted to be part. And he had a lot of meetings with the team and spent some time with the other guys. And, you know, he wants to be, you know, the centerpiece of our team. I'm not sure, candidly, people really understand that, you know, Trey is a great teammate. He is a great teammate, and he is a leader. And he knew that this was an opportunity that everybody in our organization who have kind of, you know, been done with the season are going to get together, and he joined, and it was great.
Steve Koonin, Steve, where do you think, I know that I might be asking a question that you can't answer because you can't get inside the head unless you talk to Quinn Snyder, but eventually, where do you think Quinn Snyder views Reese Shea? Is he a two or a three?
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile, and on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
I don't think he knows yet. I think he's too big to be a two. I think he's going to be a three, but Quinn likes rim protection. Quinn likes, you know, having a lot of tall. He likes length, and I think that you might see him on occasion as a two, but I think a three and potentially flipping with Jalen to the four. So, but Quinn wants a heavy motion. He wants a dynamic offense, and he wants a lot of threes flying. And Zachary shot a lot of threes and has a really nice form.
So
we
does
were
that mean
very,
two by
very,
committee?
Very impressed with him. I'm sorry.
Does that mean two by committee, or is he going to be, seek to, you know, define?
Well, I mean,
somebody
there's so many rotations, John, spot. In a game.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I know.
By committee feels to be a little bit more baseball or football. You know, you can switch and play a different position for two plays against a specific player, just depending on what the flow of the game. So I don't think this is necessarily something in any way, shape, or form has been decided, except he is a very versatile player. That should be the takeaway. That was our takeaway.
Yeah, listen, I don't want to throw shade, but Czar went 0-for-15 the other night. So I think we got the right guy.
I couldn't hear you. Could you say that again?
I said Czar went 0-for-15 the other night. I mean, he it was arguably the worst, and I'm not making this up. You just said Summer League is – it's the why. It's the worst Summer League performance shooting-wise ever. And I was like, holy cow. Rashad Shea has impressed me with what I've seen. Again, it is Summer League, but I don't want to get overly excited, but he ain't gone 0-for-15.
No, he didn't. no, he didn't. I'm just smiling. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, all right. Let me ask you this, because John and I were talking about Caitlin Clark, and then John revealed to me that he wasn't watching last night because he was doing something else, but that's neither here nor there. Let me ask you about the impact, because we just saw the numbers of the new contract for the WNBA. Steve, it goes from $50 million a year, their new deal, to $200 million a year for the WNBA. It's a $2.2 billion deal. And I guess my thing is, if that doesn't tell you that people are paying attention, that the needle's not being moved, that the ratings and all the things from a metric standpoint that we've been talking about are not real, I don't know what does. That is incredible money for the WNBA.
So I just got off a NBA president's call. And the WNBA came up, and a lot of teams own their WNBA franchise. And the person from Indiana was putting out some numbers. Their merchandise sales per caps for the Fever exceed that of the Pacers, who, by the way, made the second round of the playoffs.
Wow.
The TV ratings in multiple markets with Caitlin Clark playing have exceeded those of the men's team. We sold 17,500 tickets for when Caitlin played here in June. And if you don't buy your tickets in the next week or so in for the August game, you won't get them. She had 19 assists last night. And will smash every rookie record known to man. The TV contract will be up sixfold, not just what was reported already was $200 million, but what I'm not sure got lost in there is they still have two more TV packages to sell.
That's big.
So you just saw Bob Iger, chairman of Disney, he and his wife bought the Women's Soccer League franchise of Los Angeles for $250 million. Arthur Blank paid $85 million for the Atlanta United. So women's sports are definitely a growth stock. And very good, very enjoyable, and it's about time.
Great stuff. Steve, appreciate you stopping by. We know you're busy tomorrow, so we did want to talk with you today. We're going to keep.
Yeah, we got some meetings tomorrow. I apologize.
No, it's all good. I'm glad you gave us some time today. And
Steve, it's always good to talk to you. You and I are never going to fight.
Okay. Well, John, you know, it's funny because there's this thing called Twitter X, and sometimes I make the giant mistake to look after a summer league game, and I went, oh, God, people think this is the NBA Finals and that we're, you know. So I just came loaded for bear, John, which I apologize. There's no bear. There's nothing but honey.
There's no bear.
Nothing
There's
but
no
honey,
bear.
Honey.
Yeah. We're just watching casually those
By the way,
games.
If Mike was here today, there would be bear.
Well,
yes. You didn't win a game.
Yeah. They haven't won anything.
Yes, that's fair.
Good stuff. Steve, be careful. We'll talk to you next week. And you're telling us next week we can dive more into these deals is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, Turner has 5 days to match. So
okay.
According to my calendar, we're on in 8 days. We should have a lot to talk about.
Fair enough. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Take care.
All right, Steve Coonan, Hawk CEO.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.